The beauty is that you can see or spot a signal anywhere. Like a signal can be a news article or like a headline. It could be in a tweet. It could be an event. It could be like a product. It could even be a TikTok, like just even maybe like a something that's happening in the TikTok. So, but you begin to ask questions of what you're seeing. So what's changing here? Why does it matter? And what could happen next? And that will help you kind of understand what the signal is. But the main, or like the thing that you want to kind of look at with a signal is that there's some sort of directionality. So it could be that it is going up, or something's going down, or something's increasing, something's decreasing. There's like some sort of movement happening. And that will really help you start to understand, okay, there's something changing here. Something's happening, whether it's positive or negative or something else. And you can kind of start to see, okay, something's moving, something's changing. And that might be just like a really weak signal, but as you continue to scan and continue to do this over like the long term, you can start to see, okay, signals are bunching together and more things are changing and this is continuing to change. And that can just tell you that this is like an important thing to keep watching.
I have a question on top of that. That's super helpful. I love the directionality and the movement piece of it. I feel like that helps really like visualize what that could mm-hmm. look like. I've always kind of wondered, could a signal happen in conversation? Like, does it have to be documented in like text or like visually, or could it be that in conversations with clients or team members or even just people in your circles, there's like a topic that keeps coming up that has directionality or anything like that?
Yeah, definitely. The beauty of scanning is that it's not a science. It really is an art form. So there's not like, it's a lot of like trusting your gut or like following your gut and less of like, this is scientifically proven. The beauty is that we want to validate it over the long run, over like maybe the metrics are there, or if, again, as you said, if you're like talking in conversation, then maybe you'll validate that with a headline down the road or a study that is happening down the road or something like that, or like other things that you're seeing. But yeah, definitely, like even being able to have the practice of like writing those things down and starting to document kind of like what you're starting to see, having a notebook, jotting things down. If you're hearing like everyone's talking about this, what's happening here?